Welcome back to the How to Be Irresistible to Women newsletter series, your source for tips and techniques to make you irresistible to women. I'm James Brito, and I'm Irresistible to Woman. Now it's your turn. Today's lesson is called To Be or Not to Be. Does it pay to be a nice guy? So every guy out there is probably familiar with the dreaded nice guy syndrome. When it comes to picking up women, being called a nice guy is akin to having a giant L placed on your forehead. It just seems like all girls want are bad boys. After all, you always spot hot girls with arrogant alpha male jocks, and you always hear of them giving complete dirtbags chance after chance after chance. So it's tempting to just be a jerk so you can get all the women. But that arrogance is just not in all of us. Not all of us want to make a complete overhaul of who we are to become the bad guy. What's a guy to do? The good news is, there's hope for all of you guys out there who think of yourselves as nice guys. You don't have to overhaul your entire personality to become a complete douchebag. You can still give girls compliments, praise, and other nice things. But you will have to change yourself to find that evasive balance between nice guy and complete jerk. You do have to improve your interactions with women to give them the bad guy qualities they want without being a complete jerk. The good news is, when you find this balance, you'll be finding more women than you can dream of. That's what this lesson is all about. I'll be talking about the blend of nice guy and jerk that women want, and how to achieve that status using my 5 proven techniques, only here on How to Be Irresistible to Woman.
You're listening to an exclusive broadcast of How to Be Irresistible to Women on OORelationships.com. Now it's your turn.
Welcome back. Now, there's an interesting statistic that tells us just what kind of personality women really want in men. A survey by TopDatingTips.com found that 38% of women prefer nice guys, 15% prefer bad guys, and 34% prefer a blend of both. Did you hear that last number? A good one-third of women don't want guys who are 100% good or 100% bad. 34% want a guy who's got a little good and a little bad in him. The good part in him makes him treat her well and shower her with affection. The bad part in him makes him exciting, dangerous, and powerful, and makes a woman feel alive. Fortunately, mixing some bad parts with your good side isn't that difficult. Or for you bad boys, mixing some nice parts isn't too difficult either. It requires positive changes that will change the way you look, feel, and talk to women. Nice guys can learn a few things from bastards. The reason many women shy away from guys who seem too nice is that they don't want a guy who will be submissive, clingy, and dependent. They don't want a guy they can walk all over. That's not impressive at all. Nice guys often treat a woman with such politeness that she can't imagine him ravaging her on her office desk. It's boring. Nodding patiently, going out of your way to impress them, backing off when someone treats you inappropriately. These are the things most girls just can't stand. And can you really blame them? You're acting like you're less than them, and there's just no challenge there. Remember, it's part of women's instincts that they want a guy they know can protect them. Whether we like it or not, women do want a guy who can protect her and her family. So you will actually have to be a little bit of a bad boy because, hey, bad boys can protect girls. Remember, you don't want to give women higher status than you. The reason women always go for bad guys is because they project superior qualities that women yearn for. Confidence, adventure, popularity. Unfortunately, nice guys just don't convey those things that girls fantasize about. Maybe they have them, but girls don't know. The worst time to be a nice guy is when you're out for a one-night stand. Girls love to be around men who make them feel passion, excitement, and the extremes of emotion that come from being flirted with madly one minute and left in ice-cold silence and rejection the next minute. The bastard knows how to play women's hearts like a guitar. The nice guy, on the other hand, often doesn't make a girl feel much of anything. The nice guy engages in a nice, polite, intellectual conversation with a girl, and she's left with the impression that he's, well, a nice guy. How can we expect a woman to get excited by a guy who doesn't ooze out passion and ravishment? Politeness is a good quality, but it isn't a turn-on. So what should you do about this? Fortunately, you don't have to do a personality makeover to get the woman you want to trust in you. When we come back, I'll tell you ways to make women excited and passionate about being around you.
It's your turn. OORelationships.com.
So what can you do to prove that you're not a complete wuss nice guy, but also not a crazy psycho who's going to land himself in jail? Here are some tips. Number 1, get physical. If you tell a woman that you do taekwondo, have a black belt in karate, or have reformed from your previous life as an amateur rugby player, she's going to immediately assume that you're the kind of guy who could protect her in an emergency. Remember, guys, instincts. Now, on the other hand, if you're a 135-pound geek with spaghetti arms, she may not believe you, so I recommend that you actually get some martial arts or self-defense training. Kick some ass on the football field. You're a warrior, a protector, and she'd better believe it, or you'll just move on to the next girl. Number 2, make her feel safe. By doing the little things for her, like walking on the part of the sidewalk between her and the street, or keeping an eye open for anything potentially dangerous, or just standing up for her immediately when anyone attacks her verbally or physically, she'll learn to trust that you, indeed, have a bad guy within you ready to stand up for her and defend her if necessary, on a moment's notice. Be the guy who straps her in her seatbelt on the roller coaster, or who offers a hand so that she doesn't trip. Trust is built upon these actions. Number 3, play on her wild side. As I said before, being successful with babes takes the kind of attitude that isn't afraid of risks. If you're always concerned about being politically correct, perfectly polite, and the kind of gentleman she'd introduce to her folks, you'll see girls slip through your fingers time and time again. Maybe you already have. So be a little outrageous. Flirt with her shamelessly. Let her know that you find her sexually attractive. Drop hints that will intrigue her. Say something risque and grin when her mouth drops. They may act shocked, even offended, but believe me, women love it when you tease. Number 4, don't let anyone walk all over you. Hey, you're going to find yourself in confrontational situations from time to time with everyone watching. So stand up for yourself. Make it clear that you won't put up with that kind of treatment, even from a woman. No one has the right to talk to you in an aggressively confrontational way, lay hands on you, or threaten you. Even though your immediate instinct may be to back down to avoid a scene, quash it. Scenes draw attention, and there are always going to be women in the crowd watching whom you can impress by the way you handle the situation. Number 5, develop attitude. I just can't emphasize enough how crucial having a winning, confident attitude is. You don't care what others say. You don't care what others think. No matter how a woman reacts, it just blows right over you. That's because you're always in control. No woman, whether beautiful, popular, or rich, has power over you. You don't need anyone, you're not dependent on anyone, and you don't have to cling to anyone. Got it? Good. I'm back. In today's lesson, to be or not to be, does it pay to be a nice guy? I discuss the balance girls want in a guy. The nice guy who can kick ass blend of good guy and bad boy. I also explained in detail the following 5 ways to show a girl you mean business and make her heart want you. They are, number 1, get physical. Number 2, make her feel safe. Number 3, play on her wild side. Number 4, don't let anyone walk all over you. Number 5, develop attitude. So hey, give these methods a try. Work out, act like her protector, stand up for yourself, and develop the attitude that says you've got the power to do whatever you want. You'll be irresistible in no time. This concludes today's edition of TripleORelationships.com's exclusive newsletter series. For more information about me, James Brito, visit my website, 000relationships.com/2woman. That's 000relationships.com/2woman. TripleORelationships.com. Now it's your turn.
Copyright 2006, TripleORelationships.com, a Unica Design Company, all rights reserved.